I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and today I'm eating Raising Cane's.
I want a solid bench of four chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries with Texas toast. Now back to you, Todd.
So the usual.
Make Raising Cane's part of your game day lineup.
It is time for the spillover sponsored by Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love in honor of the veterans. Raising Cane's and all-star pitcher Paul Skeens have teamed up to support the Gary Sinise Foundation. Now through November 14th, Cane's will match all donations up to $250,000.
Whoa!
Scan the QR code at the restaurant at your local Raising Cane's or visit raisingcanes.com/veterans to learn more and donate. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers, one love. Tonight, Nebraska plays basketball at PBA. I will not be there.
Maryland Eastern Shore, right?
Yes, Nebraska, 35.5-point favorites against Maryland Eastern Shore.
Then it gets real this weekend.
Yes, Oklahoma.
Then they go to Kansas.
How is OU doing right now?
Get Oklahoma scheduled. Thank you for asking.
I haven't seen them.
That's Porter Moser, the head coach of Oklahoma.
What a sweet name.
This is good.
Porter Moser.
Yes, Oklahoma has been pretty good.
My parents would name me Porter.
That'd been good.
You'd been nice.
Fit. Porter Bush. Yeah, that sounds good.
I like a porter, don't
you? You kind of do.
Thank you.
You look like a Waylon, too. You look like a young Waylon Jennings.
Oklahoma.
You set that photo.
Yeah.
Oklahoma is 1-1. They beat St. Francis 102-66 and then lost on Saturday at Gonzaga. Gonzaga.
No shame in that.
83-68, 15-point loss. They will play tonight against Arkansas Pine Bluff. Oklahoma will.
And losing to Gonzaga, that's not a bad thing.
If you want to watch Nebraska, they're on BTN Plus tonight. That game on Saturday is on BTN also. Hey, guys, Jake Sorensen. The countdown is on. Holiday shopping season is officially here, and Uncommon Goods takes the stress out of gifting with thousands of unique, high-quality finds you won't see anywhere else. Don't wait. The most meaningful gifts get scooped up fast, and now is the perfect time to cross names off your list. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, making every gift feel meaningful and truly one of a kind. I recently got a whiskey board with a Miami Dolphins emblem that comes in a few weeks, and I cannot wait to see the product when it gets to me. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Cross those names off your list before the rush. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So BTN or BTN Plus on Saturday? It's regular BTN?
Regular. When Oklahoma, Nebraska play, that'll be regular BTN Saturday.
That'd be right. So was that before the, or at, what time is that
that'd
game?
Be right after the Iowa, Iowa-USC game. So BTN's going to go from Iowa-USC to Nebraska-Oklahoma basketball.
That's a pretty good,
Day
pretty
for
good
BTN.
Schedule for BTN.
Pretty good for BTN.
I'm still shocked at this, that that's the BTN game, and they said they have the one selection Steve nailed. That is, has to be, because I cannot imagine, there's no way around this one, that Danielson and Nestler, they're looking at each other like going, this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
Well,
it's two teams that have not won a game.
It's not good.
That's not good.
It's not. I don't know how to dress that up.
Yeah, there's no one. I guess maybe there might be, I'll turn over to see, I'll check the score, but I'm not watching that game. I'm not watching Penn State play against
Michigan
State.
I don't think you should. 0-6 versus 0-6.
What do you think happened, Steve? Does Penn State, do they care at all right now? They cared in the last game, and they fought really hard against Iowa. I mean, they had chances to beat Iowa.
That's a good question. I wish I could understand the dynamics.
What caught me the most is that they're 88th against the run.
83rd.
That, because everything you always say, well, they're a juggernaut on defense. It's like, Well, maybe there's a reason, too, that Indiana went right down the field against him,
right,
you know, and scored a touchdown with no timeouts, and they even had a sack on the first play.
I can't explain what happened. Yeah. Nobody can.
How
will they be? I thought when they lost to Indiana, that could be the final blow to their sort of emotional, mental state.
About a team that is excited about going to a bowl game and not excited, that's a very unexcited. They do not care. You know, the quarterback probably says, "I have to play again. I have to play.
They
one
have a
more
true
game.
Freshman quarterback.
I have to play one." So it's there's importance to this, but there'll be a lot of like, man. And if they do go, there'll be opt-outs. There'll be guys going.
Mostly opt-outs.
I'm not. We're going to go.
It might be so many opt. Man, I don't want
to. And they're probably going to go to like the Pinstripe Bowl.
Because
that's what Nebraska was last year at 6-6.
So three playoff wins last year to maybe the Pinstripe Bowl this year.
That's
quite a drop.
It's the biggest drop in the history of college football. From number two to what the losses are, it's the biggest drop ever. And their three wins, they've not beat a Power 4 team yet.
No.
And their three wins again are
Villanova, FIU, and Nevada. Yeah. Nice season, Penn State.
Not even Power 6 teams of note.
No.
It's not like Fresno or Boise.
And they weren't that good in those games either.
No, they weren't. It wasn't like it was.
They're kind of like, what's going on? Now we know.
That's it for us. The Drive is next. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.